This is Adrian Salbucci. I'm speaking to you from Argentina, way down south. And today is the spring equinox for you and the fall or autumn equinox for me down here. Regarding President Javier Milei, who was chosen by 55% of our population back in November 2023, his government so far is an absolute catastrophe. He has misled voters completely. He lied completely. And all his measures nowadays are not in any way fulfilling the expectations that he had made during his election campaign. We are not dollarized. If anything, we have had tremendous adjustment of prices and people's income, whether it be with private or public companies, whether especially if they are retired, today makes it almost impossible for people to reach and pay their monthly expenses, especially in what refers to light, gas, electricity, telephone, and so forth. On top of that, he has had a tremendous scandal by promoting a digital currency, which he called the Libra. Libra means pound. He has strong admiration for Margaret Thatcher, Winston Churchill, and he believes that the Falkland Islands, for example, have to be British, which is okay. It's just a historical and political example of what he has been doing. In the meantime, he is completely pro Donald Trump, and he is completely, and this is much, much worse, pro Benjamin Netanyahu. He professes the Jewish religion and says that he is on the verge of making a conversion into the Jewish religion. This in a country which is 99% Roman Catholic. But nobody seems to notice this. Nobody seems to care, as our good friend George Carlin said many years ago. And he just keeps running amok as he go along. Regarding that cryptocurrency, it's been proven to be a complete robbery. It's a fraud, fraudulent, really very fraudulent. He has lawsuits not only in Argentina, because people have been stolen hundreds of millions of pounds and dollars. He not only has lawsuits here in Argentina, but he has impending lawsuits in the United States. So we'll see how that turns out. I don't think he will make it the full 4 years. But you never know in this country, anything can happen. Regarding Donald Trump, I would just say that we have to reinterpret what has happened in the United States based on something that I have been discussing for 25, 30 years almost. And that is that we have been seeing gradually the privatization of power in every sense of the word. So Donald Trump is a good example of how private power actually is much stronger than public nation state power. And we see this the way he has incorporated Elon Musk, the world's number one billionaire, into his government with Doge. But he also recently presented the Stargate program with Larry Ellison and with Sam Altman, another bunch of billionaires and trillionaires, whatever you want to call them. And when he took office back on 20th of January, aside from Elon Musk, we also had Jeff Bezos there. We also had Mark Zuckerberg and many other billionaires. And he himself is a billionaire. So what we are seeing now is that the United States has been completely hijacked by billion and trillionaires, which is no surprise. Keep in mind that I think the best way to understand the United States is to clearly say that Donald Trump is the head of state, but Elon Musk seems to be the head of government. And that starts clarifying a lot of things. His domestic policies, I think, are okay. I have nothing to say about his domestic policies. I do not live in the United States, although I was brought up in New York City, and I can relate to everything that he has done. Thank God Kamala Harris did not win, but his foreign policy is a complete disaster. He is completely and irrationally a Zionist, pro-Israel, pro-genocide and everything we've seen. And I think that what we have to understand, and I'll make a very, very brief final recap, is that the deep state has decided that the United States and Donald Trump basically now have almost 4 years to do a job within the realignment of the entire planet. The United States will not support the Ukraine against Russia. If anything, Russia is still the enemy for the United States, but the United States' priority right now is to help Israel set up and impose edits Israel. In other words, the Israeli regime from the Nile River to the Euphrates, help that all along, probably destroy or make war on Iran. And then after that, which is priority number one, Donald Trump's priority number two is to strike, seek and find war with China over Taiwan, probably. And just keep out of Ukraine. Ukraine, in turn, will now be continued not by the United States, but by the European Union, as we can see Napoleon Macron has been saying all along, and he is the prime nuclear power in Europe without the United States, supported by Keir Starmer from Britain. So we will see that part of the war being led by the European Union. NATO might even split. Donald Trump has said that he might pull out of NATO, and NATO will be a new NATO, more strictly European, to fight the war against Russia, which is hated. It has nothing to do with ideology. It has to do with geopolitics. So don't be surprised if we see the European Union completely change its stance, NATO be split up without the United States. Don't forget, that means a totally new chapter for NATO. The founders of NATO said that NATO was set up to keep the United States militarily inside of Europe, Russia, or the Soviet Union, as it was then called, outside of Europe, and Germany totally squashed against the ground. So we are also going to be seeing that. That, I think, is the way things stand today. I think it's unavoidable that there will be a major war, either on account of Ukraine. No peace talks are being held. That's part of the mass media lies. And I think that we will see something tremendous arise with China. The problem is that Joe Biden was very, very, very successful in pulling Russia and China together. So they are allies. We have to be very mindful of BRICS. And BRICS, I'm talking about the R and the C, Russia and China. India is still a country that has to make a final decision. So we still don't know where they stand, as we do not know where Turkey stands and a couple of others, and South Africa. My warmest regards to you. Bye.